This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, be honest with what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it. Thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That goes for our bulk mail haulers, wherever you're at, hauling the mail. That goes for our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, too. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people listening to us, thank you very much, and our Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on the Truth Social, which is the Trump social media website. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all one word, all put together, all lowercase. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, well, joining us right now, as he does every Tuesday and every Thursday, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and also host of Military Matters. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
I hope you're having a good day, and we're about to have a great time in a radio. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty
and
justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words in there, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was indeed founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, Colonel, I'll tell you what, Donald Trump's in the mix, and it didn't take but a few hours for some heavy hitters to come out and say, no, 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 not so fast, not so fast. And one of the ones that surprised me a little bit was Rupert Murdoch, the owner of Fox News, the owner of the Wall Street Journal, the owner of the New York Post. And he said, these are his words, not mine, he would not back any presidential run by Trump and would back a Democrat against Trump if he had to. He also expressed a strong preference for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and says no more preferential treatment on Fox News for Donald Trump.
Well, that's interesting. I've got mixed feelings about that. One, the first part, I think any fair-minded person would say, well, that's a little bit out there. The idea that any Democrat other than Trump, should he receive the Republican nomination again for President of the United States. But the second part, Fox News is a media outlet. You know, Americans, by and large, are very passionate about things. But I got to tell you, Americans, right and left, have largely lost their sense of objectivity. Fox News' job is not to advocate for any one candidate or any one party. And a lot of folks, when they see if Fox News is anything other than 24/7 Donald Trump, that somehow they are Trump haters. And unfortunately, that's the way we've become, to where either you love and adore him and nobody but him, it's not DeSantis time, whatever. Or if you say anything that, hey, let's be objective about this, that is not a foregone conclusion that Trump will even get the Republican nomination, you are a rhino, and you are somebody who is a never-Trumper, which is ludicrous. There's a lot of things in between that. You've had some of the commentary on there that they're not fair. I observe, I watch a lot of networks, and I watch Fox News pretty dang regularly. And to say that they somehow anti-Trump or ever have been, that's just not true. My observations say quite the opposite. It's their job to talk to and provide information to their viewers about alternative choices. And that's what America is all about, making choices. Republicans have a choice. Now, if you're all in for Donald Trump, you've already decided that, regardless of who else may throw into the race, fine. That is your right as an American to do that. So I'm somewhere in between on that. I can't agree with Rupert Murdoch on the first part of that, and it's overstating it to say that it won't be pro-Trump, but it shouldn't be pro-Trump. Mm-hmm. It should be, this is the information, these alternatives, this is what's said. Now, their commentators can make comments and analysis on it, but I got to tell you, the analysis by almost all the folks that talk on Fox News has been very positive while he was president and in his post-presidency and in his campaign in 2016. So that's not fair, and it's not helpful, because what it helps to do is to create a glass ceiling for Trump. It actually hurts him. What it means is it turns off a lot of people and makes them think so that in the end, maybe only 30% of the people is the most that he could get. If you want to help President Trump, then quit talking that way. Quit talking every time you talk about the stolen election of 2016. Get beyond that. Look ahead. The MAGA movement will survive. It will survive even if Donald Trump is not the Republican nominee.
You bet. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to break. And when we come back, I'm going to make a little novel observation of my own here, because while the Colonel was talking, I was doing a little channel surfing here. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this. On the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, the right after this is my conversation with Colonel Wright is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Nissan Group. Now, Moss Nissan has got stores, dealerships, which are located in Crystal River, Newport Richie, the big flagship location in 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura across the street from right beside each other on the same side of the street on Florida Avenue, Nissan and Acura, Moss Nissan, Moss Acura. And then the all-new Moss Nissan up there on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Expressway right there. And, I mean, it is a beauty. Brand-new dealership. All the bells, all the whistles. You are going to love it. Situated on 13 acres. And it's really something to see. Now, again, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's the website to go to. Don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're an EMT, a firefighter, police, sheriffs, or a state trooper, you are going to get a whale of a deal offered to you, as well as church pastors, too, for the great job that you do in taking care of our communities. Now, also, don't forget about Moss Care that comes with every vehicle. It gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of that vehicle. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
All right, we have got Bag M and Bob on the line, so let's see what he wants, and then we'll get back to what we were doing. Okay, Bag M and Bob, what's going on?
Yes, sir, Ken. I just wanted to know what the colonel thought as to how we are doing in the war on the Ukraine. And the second thing I wanted to ask him, what does he think about the new weapons that are going in for our servicemen, meaning the small arms? They have what they call a 6.5, 6.8 or 6.5 Creedmoor. And the only problem with this is it's a heavier weapon, and the ammunition is also heavier, but they've got some great new scopes for it that really make accuracy paramount. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, go ahead, Colonel.
Yeah, in response to me, first of all, to say how are we doing in the war in Ukraine, that's the wrong question to ask. It's how are the Ukrainians doing in the war in Ukraine?
Yep.
Quite honestly, yeah, we absolutely want Ukraine to win. And we had this dust-up, unfortunate dust-up, which two civilians in Poland were killed, and we got a scramble on that. But that's a blip in the long run. It's going pretty well on the whole in this protracted war that Ukraine has going on with Russia. And it's in their favor. That's a good thing. And I think that they can continue to do that with our humanitarian aid, our diplomatic aid, and working to twist the arm of Russia. I think sooner rather than later to come to the negotiating table to come out with favorable settlement conditions for Ukraine, because Russia's losing it. It's to the benefit of all. As far as the weaponry that he was talking about, we got to be careful. Our grunt infantrymen and our Marines on the ground, those with that, they need to continue to have the ability to fight the close-in fight where accuracy is not as important, or where they can fight in close-in fight. But, yeah, there is a need, and I think the Ukrainian war and all that has demonstrated that, to have, by forfeiting a little bit of a heavier weapon, but to have a little bit longer range accuracy. And so, yeah, I'd say I'm positive. But, you know, on the whole, the Department of Defense, and we are suffering. We're suffering in recruiting in a very bad way. We're suffering in our ability to arm and the amount of money and aid and military aid that we've given to Ukraine is part of the reason why they're siphoning that and making it a problem. So it's kind of a mixed bag.
Okay. We've got another caller. I think I know who this is, and I'll try to make this quick because I got a couple more things to talk about with you. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric up in
New York. Make it about 60 seconds if you can, please.
Yeah, roger that. Hey, good morning, Colonel. Hey, this question is for you, Colonel. It's a little objective, elucidations here. You're talking about not lamenting on the past and looking forward. I understand that. But if you're in the 3-shop and you're conducting training and operations, you're going to need to know what intel is on the ground from the 2-shop so you can develop your scenario for the training or evolution or the war fighting tactics, particularly as it pertains to the political battle space that we see laying out before us almost on a daily basis. And that is in regards to the potential fraud and election integrity issues. That's number one. Number two, I agree that MAGA, quote-unquote, movement will succeed, will go on without the particular figurehead. However, you do not hear any of these new candidates or prospective candidates or even the stereotypical GOP Republican, if you will, speaking about how to make America great again, how to make America prosperous again. I don't see President Trump as a master of taglines, but he's the master of taglines. You hear a lot of these people, they talk about President Trump and how great he was, but they never speak President Trump, if that makes sense. I'll listen to your opinion off here. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Go ahead, Colonel.
I'll just start by quoting Governor Ron DeSantis. Everybody needs to take a chill pill. We're only a week out from the midterm elections. But he does make some good points. And because we're going to have a very narrow hold on the House, unfortunately, it makes it more difficult for us to do what must be done, which is what he talked about. We absolutely have to establish election integrity across every state in the United States of America.
Yes, sir.
That is a problem. That part of the MAGA movement must not die.
No. Nope.
And that needs to survive regardless of who's in office. And I hope that our non-freedom caucus, and I hope that McCarthy doesn't let that die, and they can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can investigate, and we can fix the things that need to be fixed that got what Republicans did get elected into the House. And hopefully they won't forget that. But election integrity needs to still remain at the forefront because that is front and center for Americans' confidence in the Republic and in trust in the election system.
Well, your group can do that because I happen to know you're very well versed in that. I've watched and seen some of what you do when I've attended your meetings. Now, I'm not talking about the other groups within your group, but your group in particular can definitely do that. You've done a hell of a job in Manatee County with just that.
Well, Captain, I appreciate that. We've had, you know, state of Florida can boast quite a bit of success for conservatives, of course, and governors responsible for that. The Republicans who did, but grassroots activists are very responsible for that. And that's what the Liberty Caucus is all about. Fundamentally, and we enjoyed great success in our Board of County Commissioners, on the school board, and in other races here in Manatee County. And that's true in other counties. And I'm proud to say that the Republican Liberty Caucus had a role in that, both in what the work that we did, but also in being willing to not take all the credit, but to work with coalition like-minded partners on it. And that's the key, is to come together. We don't want to factionalize within the factions. And that's my biggest concern, that we don't want to divide the party into Trumpsters and anti-Trumpsters. There's a lot in between. We come together on our core principles, and that is what it is fundamentally all about.
And that's what we should be doing, but unfortunately there's some people that just don't want to do it. It's my way or the highway, and they got to tone it back. They really do. And, you know, the media mocked Donald Trump for his low-energy speech, but I'll tell you, Byron Donald's hit the nail on the head. If he's going to be president again, he needs to sound just the way he did, composed, organized, and not yelling and screaming at people.
Yeah, notwithstanding everything else I've said, Trump's announcement of his run for presidency is one of the best speeches he's ever given.
You bet.
Without a doubt. And Donald's, who was endorsed by the Republican Liberty Caucus,
yep,
he's a smart guy, is spot on. That's exactly right. If Donald Trump can stay true to the kind of messaging that he did there and avoid the things that will divide and keep him from being the Republican nominee, he will become the Republican nominee. But
yep,
if he doesn't do that, and if his if the folks that push him to step outside of that bounds, then we'll have some issues. So, yeah, I'm with Donald. That was a great speech, as well said. It was energetic enough. It was certainly more energetic than anything you've ever heard out of the mouth of the current president.
Yeah, if he could say, utter a sentence without mumbling.
Yeah. Precisely.
Yeah, President mumbles. Well, Colonel, what do you got in store? Promote your group a little bit here for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, of course, we got our monthly meeting tonight. We're going to be back at a place you're very familiar with, at the Honeybell Room and Mitch's Fruit Farm tonight.
Yep.
And so I'm looking forward to that. We're going to talk about the Constitution, and we're going to talk about many of the things that you and I talked about here in the last half hour.
That's what we do, sir. That's what we do. Listen, I will talk to you again next Tuesday. Have yourself a great night tonight. I won't be able to be there, but I'll be thinking about you. Tell everybody I said hello. Tell everybody I said hello.
I absolutely will, Captain.
Okay, Colonel. You take care, my friend. All right, folks. We'll be back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The second biggest donor to the Democrat Party behind George Soros and founder of the now-collapsed crypto trading company FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been hit with a class-action lawsuit by investors alleging he and other high-profile celebrities such as NFL quarterback Tom Brady and his ex-wife, NBA star Stephen Curry, Shaq, and others violated Florida law and made consumers suffer more than $11 billion in damages. Republicans won a majority seats in the House of Representatives with a victory in California Wednesday. After 2 years of Democrat control of both chambers of Congress and the White House, some balance will keep one-party rule in check for now. Representative Kevin McCarthy.
And this new Republican leadership team is ready to get to work to put America back on the right track.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, my conversation with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find out more about them by going and visiting them on the web at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses, either the one here in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. And we have Bo Browning in the house this morning. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
How's the world treating you?
It's going very well.
Okay, I had to turn that up a little bit. You're okay now.
All right.
All right, there you go. So tell me about what's your last time we were talking, you were telling me that things were just starting to get back to normal because of the pandemic and all that. Is that still the case?
Sure, yeah. Everything's going pretty good. You know, things are getting back to normal. Obviously, we had a couple storms down here in Florida, which affected some things. You know, so, you know, we're all getting back to the normal routine, especially after those storms. You know, it interrupted the train just a little bit. But, you know, everything's going fairly well. And, of course, you know, people are, you know, still looking for good job, good career. And National Aviation Academy is here to help assist and with that. And, you know, the aviation maintenance technician field is still going very strong. Obviously, there are a lot of people still out doing a lot of traveling ever since the pandemic. You know, everybody's coming here to Florida. So there's a lot of opportunity out there in the aviation industry right now, and it's a good opportunity for anyone that's looking to begin a career or make a possible career change. So look into it. There's 180 roughly AMTSs, Aviation Maintenance Technician schools across the country. National Aviation Academy has two locations, one here in Clearwater, Florida, and one up in Concord, Mass. And you know, we're going to train you up for the prerequisites for you to get or be able to take your required FAA exams for your airframe and power plant certification.
Now, remember, folks, if you have a question for Bo Browning, you can call the show at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. No question is too dumb. The one that you don't ask is, because sometimes people have questions, and after the show's over, I'll get a message. How do we get a hold of that Bo guy? So, well, I'm always happy to do that, but still, you know, Bo, we're not afraid to answer whatever type of questions they have. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you about today was I've had several people tell me they understand that this is a high-paying job where they will always be in demand. A certified aviation maintenance technician is a job that people are looking for. To hire people to do that, right?
Sure, absolutely. You know, the certification, your airframe power plant certification, you know, is something that you'll keep for life. You know, you can maintain that certification. You can keep that license until, you know, you surrender it. It's suspended or revoked, you know, under the regulations and the federal aviation regulations. So it's something you can maintain. It's something you can keep for life. You know, the industry itself, there's a couple of skill sets that are always super strong in the industry, and you know, people with electrical avionics background, that is something that is always in need in the industry. Another skill set that's always in need in the industry is individuals with structures, metallic structures and non-metallic structures experience and knowledge. So those two skill sets are always very, very strong in the industry. And of course, you know, there's a lot more that goes on to that. You know, people with specialized engine skills, people with specialized system skills, you know, overall mechanics that have good mechanic ability, there is an opportunity out there. You know, there's a lot of manpower that goes into maintaining a commercial airliner, you know, and even private, corporate, and smaller aircraft. So, you know, it's a good opportunity out there, depending on what sector of the aviation industry you may be interested in. You know, anywhere from rotorcraft all the way up to fixed-wing commercial airliners, the industry in general is in need of good quality aviation maintenance technicians.
Now, I had a question from someone that's a sheet metal worker that I ran into in my travels of last week. And he makes these, what do they call them? The little metal storage buildings.
Sure.
Yeah, he cuts the sheet metal and he does all that, and then he fits it to fit, you know, puts it all together and all that. And I was talking to him. I says, you like your job? Well, it's okay. You got some good money, some decent wages. Oh, I'm getting $12.50 an hour. My benefits are, you know, 50-50. Uh-huh. I said, really? I said, how would you like to try something that might do a lot better for you? He said, what's that? I said, well, you'd have to go to school to learn, but after 14 months, you can come out and make yourself more than what you're making now, considerably more, mm-hmm. have better benefits, and probably be a whole lot happier. So I gave him your name, I gave him your number, I gave him all that stuff. And I don't know, for all I know, he may have called, he may not have, sure. I don't know. But sure. He certainly acted like as if he was in room for, he was looking for some improvement. Yeah. And that's one way people can do. They can do that.
Sure, absolutely. You know, some people may be out there working in industries, and they may have certain skill sets that some of that skill set is good base knowledge and transferable into the aviation industry. You know, a lot of people who have, like, industrial sheet metal backgrounds, they end up coming into the aviation industry, you know, to work structures on aircraft. You know, some of that knowledge is absolutely transferable into the aviation industry, you know, but there's a lot still to learn. You know, the types of metals used in aircraft are very different than the types of metals used in the industrial sheet metal industry. So, but, you know, how to operate all the shop equipment, how to drill holes, things like that. You know, they already have all that base knowledge. We just have to build upon that base knowledge, but it definitely some transferable skill sets there.
So, am I out of line in saying that a certified aviation maintenance technician working 40 hours a week, getting base salary, hourly pay, would probably make a minimum, before you add anything to it, of $60,000 a year?
Sure, sure. You know, National Aviation Academy, like all education institutions out there, you know, we're going to pull all that data off the Bureau of Labor Statistics. On our website, you can go to NAA.edu. On our website, it says that there's a header that says consumer information. You click on that, there's a drop-down menu. You can go down there, and there's a place where you can select, and there's all these disclosures. There's a link to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's going to give you that information, you know, about the average median income of an aviation maintenance technician. You know, so go in there, check it out. You know, obviously, there's different pay ranges for different years of experience, different skill sets, you know, area of the country, where you want to live at. And one of the things that I always tell people is salary and pay is relative to the individual, right? You know, it's all up to that individual, how much money they need to make, what their standard of living is, and what's going to make them happy as an individual. So it's absolutely, there's opportunity there. You know, the aviation industry has been good to me over the years, you know, but again, it's relative to the individual. You know, if somebody's happy making $100,000, then you need to make $100,000. If somebody's happy making $40,000, then you need to make $40,000. It's relative to the individual. You know, what are you really getting out of life, you know? And one of the things I think that a lot of people that have been working a long time understand is that pay is extremely important, but purpose, appreciation, and respect for their knowledge, pay is a complement to those things. You know, so look for a company that you think that you're going to fit into. Just like I say about looking for an institution, if you're looking into education, look for an institution that you believe is the right fit for you, and that you're the right fit for that institution. Same with job. You know, when you're looking for a career, you know, pay is a complement to appreciation, respect, and for your knowledge and experience.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be coming back. More with Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. And the number is 877-969-8600. If you would like to opine, we'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. all goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Of course, they're located down in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, all their blinds, their shades, and their shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, and parts and repairs here in the local Tampa Bay, Sarasota area. Don't forget, you can call them, 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. You can either set up an appointment for service or ask them whatever questions you have about parts or whatnot. Regardless of where you're located in the country, they'd be more than happy to send you some parts if you need them. And oh, by the way,
Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy. Hey, Bo.
Good morning.
Yes, it's all of that, too. Good morning, good day, and a little chilly outside, I guess, right?
Hey, a little chilly today out there. You know, definitely winter has set in today here in Florida. That's for sure.
Well, we could be up in New York, where this report is I have in my hand is. They have a lake effect snow warning up there from Buffalo all the way across. Actually, back into Ohio, let me back up. From Cleveland east to Buffalo, and then from Buffalo east to Albany. But they could get, between now and Saturday, several feet of snow in that area.
Yeah, I've been watching that. Of course, they're talking about it because during the Buffalo Bills game this weekend, they expect to be quite a bit of snow up there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes for good football weather, you know.
Wouldn't be the first time.
It's not the first time. And, you know, even though those games are, a little unorganized, let's say, you know, that they are fun to watch. So, you know, I hope everybody, you know, makes it through up there. Obviously, we know that the price of everything has gone up, and, you know, a lot of people utilizing heating oil up there, and I hope they fare well during the winter months here. You know, it's going to be tough on a lot of people up there in the Northeast.
Well, it is, unfortunately, and I could get into heat because I got the price of the oil right here, and I'm just going to look real quick since you said that. I believe it's up again today. Let's see. I'll look real quick here. Get this thing to open up, but I believe that it is. Yep, it is.
Yeah, our campus up in Massachusetts, up in Concord, Massachusetts, you know, every winter, you know, you have bad snowstorms and stuff. You have to look out for people's safety. You know, you have to understand that, they do have some tough winters up there. And, you know, sometimes it's mild. Sometimes, you know, you get 2, 3, 4 days where the winter weather is tough. And, you know, it makes a tough commute up there, you know, for our staff. So I know it makes a tough commute for everybody else up there.
Okay, so back to the drawing board here. How long does it take to become an aviation maintenance technician?
At National Aviation Academy, at our Clearwater campus, and our Concord, Massachusetts campus, our aviation maintenance technology program, that's a 14-month program. It's 2,000 hours long. That is the base core program that'll meet all the prerequisites. When you successfully complete everything, you'll be able to take your FAA required exams to receive your airframe and power plant certification. You know, at our Clearwater, Florida campus, we also have a 21-month program, which is our 14-month program with 7 months of advanced aircraft systems in it. You know, more of the electrical avionics stuff on top of that. That program will not only, you know, put you in a position to get your airframe and power plant certifications, but also some industry recognized credentials, your NCAT AAT, elements 1, 3, and 8, and some industry recognized familiarization training on Airbus and Boeing type products.
Now, if a person comes out of the military and they've worked with aircraft, and they're certified to the government, there is a process where they can fast-track their way through the system to wind up with the civilian credentials, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. So someone coming out of the military that worked or maintained aircraft in the military, or someone in the civilian world that's worked at an aircraft repair station, things like that, they can go and apply for credible experience based on what they've done, the skill sets that they've actually have experience with, and the number of months that they've been doing that. So, you know, you figure 18 months for one certification, 30 months for the airframe and power plant certification. And, of course, that's based on a whole basically about 40 different skill sets, areas of knowledge you have to have. And, you know, that's obviously a 40-hour-a-week job, too. So there is a way to do that under credible experience. So any veteran or anybody separating from the military, if you're an aviation maintenance technician, you're a maintainer on aircraft, it's definitely something for you to explore if you can get credible experience. Depending on your MOS and the actual jobs that you've been trained in and the function that you have performed, you know, we don't think anything about our training jackets when we're in the military, but it is a record of what you did. It's one of the things that can help you get that credible experience sign off if you look for that. You know, so you have to contact your local flight safety district office or flight standards district office for the FAA and set up an appointment to go in there and see them. They'll review your records, you know, DD-214 training jacket if you have it, you know, logbook, whatever you may have that has documented where you have your experience documented, and they'll review it, and if they believe you meet the criteria, they could possibly sign you off with an 8610 under credible experience.
Okay, very good. Now, once again, folks, before we sign off here with Bo, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. The phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number and set yourself up to take a tour of either the Clearwater campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus, Clearwater meaning right here in Florida. Now, you'll find out some things that you might be surprised of, and you'll have an opportunity to talk to not only students, but also to faculty members, and also the money person will be able to show you what's involved when it comes time for the money programs that they have available there. And I know you have several of them, right, Bo?
Yeah, absolutely. We have on-site financial aid representatives that can assist with you understanding your financial obligation and the types of financial aid that you may be eligible for. So we have everybody right there on site. Give us a call, go visit our website, come in and see us, and see if National Aviation Academy is the right place for you.
Okay, well, we will see you in 2 weeks, and in the meantime, Bo and I will be going over to the IHOP over here east of the radio station a little bit, right there off the end of the runway. If you want to stop by and say howdy, howdy, meet Bo, have a cup of coffee, that's where we'll be. But in the meantime, Bo, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, now, folks, you got to remember that we're dealing now with Donald Trump running for president. You're going to hear a little bit more about it, a little bit more about it, a little bit more about it. But you're also going to hear about the Republicans taking control of the House of Representatives. And today, Nancy Pelosi is set to address her political future after the Democrats lost control of the House. What's she going to do? Don't know. We've heard a lot of rumors in the past, but I think Nancy may be looking for a way out, maybe to become that ambassador to Italy she was talking about or something else, who knows. In the meantime, there's a lot on the table right now, a lot on the table right now for the Republicans and for the, not just the House of Representatives, but for the leaders, Kevin McCarthy. I've heard some people say they're not happy with McCarthy, they're not happy with this, they're not happy with that. But here's the deal, okay? You got to come together here somehow or another. You got to come together, especially the Republicans. Stop the me, I, my stuff and start thinking about the we. Start thinking about becoming team members and working together, because that's how you're going to make this country great again. Think about that. And in the meantime, I will see y'all tonight on the Radio. Coming up, Friday morning edition. It's going to be a lot of fun. We always have fun when we bring Frank Salvato on. It's going to be a great, great, great night. Put your coat on today. It's a little chilly outside. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.